Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins' Rhythm Airs, and Bing's guests, Abe Burrows and Peggy Lee. And here is Chesterfield's new cigarette boy, Bing Crosby.
Well, thank you, Ken, for calling me a new boy, but candor compels me to concede that I'm neither new nor am I a boy.
Well, all right, Bing. Ladies and gentlemen, Chesterfield presents the American album of familiar old men.
Thank you, Norman Brokenshaw.
Ah, but you do look wonderful, Bing. Did you have a nice vacation?
Wonderful.
Go to Europe?
No, no. Couldn't afford it.
Why not?
Well, my brother Everett went over. But a terrible thing happened, Ken. He made so much money over in England that he was able to buy a ticket home.
Everett really cleaned up.
Made great.
How'd he make all this money?
Greasing channel swimmers. Honestly.
What?
You may not realize it, Ken, but Everett is one of the world's greatest people greasers.
Well, what? What about your vacation, Bing?
Oh, I was up at the ranch in Nevada, and I was up in Idaho for a while, and I was up in Jasper Park.
Oh, sure, that's right. I saw a picture of you in the paper feeding a great big black bear at Jasper.
Oh, man, that was quite a bear.
What were you feeding him?
Fingers. No, I'm just joshing, Ken. I was feeding him sugar.
Well, that animal looked pretty dangerous to me. What's the best way to feed a bear anyway, Bing?
By mail. You know something, Ken? I brought that bear home with me.
What for?
Well, we're working up an act for television, he and I. We're going to call it Bruin and Bing, two boys in a fur coat.
How come Bruin gets billing ahead of you?
I don't want that bear behind me at any time.
Don't help me, can't help me. Please don't help that bear.
Well, you sure that bear has enough talent for television?
You need talent for television now?
Get hip, Dad. This medium's really moving.
Well, Bruin and I'll do all right. We're working up a great act.
Oh, where's the bear now?
He's over at Arthur Murray's taking a dancing lesson. The opening tune for this opening Chesterfield show is from Top of the Morning, a picture of mine which is opening all over the country. Rhythm Airs seem to be ready. They're sky blue pinks. Is that baby blue or sky blue? Well, that's close for me. Give us the opening downbeat, John.
Well, how do you do?
Top of the morning to you.
When you're strolling down the Bowring,
that means the lane.
A friendly brook will sing you this sweet refrain. Cade me la falche, slant you to you, and the top of the morning to you.
Hi.
When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you. Here's what they'll sing. Cade me la falche, slant it to you, and the top of the morning too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes no less.
How do you do?
Well, faith and begone.
Sure, it's glad I'm to see you.
In your heart you're feeling Jane Word, that means okay. And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade me la falche, slant ya to you, and the top of the morning.
The very tip top of the morning.
The top of the morning to you.
Well, how do you do?
Ah, very good, boys and girls. Well, Bing, you and the kids really went to town on Top of the Morning.
Oh, Ken, we got to go to town tonight. We're out to make an impression. New sponsor, you know, the mighty Chesterfield.
Incidentally, Bing, why did you switch networks this year?
Sentiment, Ken.
Oh.
You see, Ken, years ago, I got my start on radio on CBS in New York.
Oh, yes, I read that somewhere. Marconi was your sound man, wasn't he?
No, I made all those sounds myself. Wished I could still make some of them. But I tell you, Ken, back in those days, CBS wasn't the giant far-flung network that it is today.
Well, tell me about it, old-timer.
As I recollect, back in those days, the CBS station in New York was just an old piano box with an antenna on it. Our microphone was a tin can on a broomstick. After the show, Mr. Paley, the president of CBS, made coffee in the can. And I... Well, anyhow, Mr. Paley, the president of CBS, made the coffee. And I swept out the studio with the broom. Ah, those were the happy days.
Yes, but with a cozy setup like that, why'd you leave CBS?
Paley made terrible coffee.
Well, Bing, you've certainly come a long way since then. Here you are back on CBS with a new sponsor and a new microphone.
Yeah, I got a new broom, too. I tell you, the Chesterfield people are wonderful.
Yes, sir. They make a wonderful cigarette, too.
The best. I know I can recommend Chesterfields to everybody. You know, before a fella can recommend something to his friends, he ought to be pretty darn sure that he's given them the right tip. That's why I don't hesitate in tipping my friends off to Chesterfields. I know everybody will be satisfied with Chesterfields because they're the best cigarette to smoke.
Well, Bing, that's because Chesterfield has that famous right combination of the world's best tobaccos. They're A, always milder, B, better tasting, C, cooler smoking. Yes, A, B, C. Always buy Chesterfields because they satisfy.
Oh, yes, this is what you mean, Ken.
Chesterfields satisfy women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfields, A, B, C.
Walt Disney has a new picture coming out soon called Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Here's the ballad from the show.
Once you have met that little coquette, Katrina, you won't forget Katrina. But nobody yet has ever upset Katrina. That cute coquette, Katrina. You can do more with Margaret or Helena. Or Angelina. But Katrina will kiss and run. To her a romance is fun. With always another one to start. And yet when you've met that little coquette Katrina, you've lost your heart.
You can do more with Margaret or Helena, or Angelina.
But Katrina will kiss and run. To her a romance is fun.
With always another one to start. And yet when you've met that little coquette Katrina, you've lost your heart. Lost your heart.
Margaret or Helena, or Angelina,
but Katrina will kiss and run.
To her a romance is fun, with always another one to start. And yet when you've met that little coquette Katrina, you've lost your heart.
Yes, you've lost your heart.
Those of you who have been faithful to CBS during the summer must have stumbled upon a delightful nighttime program entitled Breakfast with Burroughs. This evening breakfast show features the gentle satire, the exquisite voice of a large, friendly gentleman upon whom, or about whom, many, many people have said, "Who is Abe Burroughs?" Up, Abe, and Adam, huh? Nice to have you with us, Abe.
Well, a Chesterfield bird.
Please, Abe, I got a new sponsor. Let's not start by infuriating him, huh?
Look, Bing, Crosby, I like you.
Thank you.
I admire you. I smoke Chesterfields. I drink Minute Maid orange juice. I buy your records. And yet, because I'm blessed with a glorious natural voice, you hate me.
Abe, look, old pal, you're wrong. No one thinks more of you than I do. Really. Only the other day, I said to my brother, I said, "Everett, why don't you go over and give Abe Burroughs a free grease job?" Honest, I did.
It's a lot of Crisco, you know.
Not only that, Abe, but I love your radio show. I listen to it all the time.
Yeah? What was it about Friday night?
Oh, you on Fridays now? I used to listen, Abe, when you was on Tuesdays.
I was never on Tuesdays.
Wednesdays?
No, you're on Wednesdays.
Well, that's why I never heard it. But, Abe, I promise I'll be tuned in next Thursday, honestly.
My show is on Friday.
Well, it makes no difference. I haven't got a radio.
You haven't got a radio?
No. You see, when Philco dropped my option, they picked up my radio.
But don't try to joke your way out of it. You don't even listen to my show, and here I flew all the way from New York, special, just to be with you on your first program.
Oh, Abe, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Did you have a nice trip out here?
Oh, that flying is wonderful, Bing. Really wonderful. Just think, only 9.5 hours from New York Airport to Los Angeles Airport. Mm. And then only 2 days from Los Angeles Airport to Los Angeles.
I always get off at Phoenix and walk in. It's much, much quicker.
But that's only because the Phoenix airport is in Burbank.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, charm, loveliness, and talent invades the scene here in the person of one of our really great singers, the pretty, popular, and pleasing Peggy Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Glad you're here, Peg. You know Abe Burroughs, eh?
Oh, sure. Hello, Abe.
Peggy, doll, baby. It's so good to see you. Yeah. You look wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, Bing, what do we need her for?
Well, briefly, Abe, we need her because there's nothing like a dame.
Well, that makes sense, and I'm glad to see Peggy. I really am.
That's what I like about you, Abe. Even though you're two-faced, you show both of them.
Ain't it awful? And I hardly have hair enough for one. You know, Peg, it's wonderful to have you here, really, because Mr. Crosby, over here, has commissioned me to write an operetta, and I've written you in as the leading lady.
Yeah, Peg, I spent a lot of time up around Jasper Park and Lake Louise, and I was always so impressed with the beauty and the grandeur of that country that I felt Abe should prepare a musical salute to the Canadian Rockies. Milton DeLug is ready with his accordion, I see. Will you set the scene, Mr. B?
Right, Mr. C. I got here an operetta about Jasper National Park. In this story, Bing Crosby plays a ranger. Peggy Lee plays the mountain heroine. And John Scott Trotter plays the mountain. I play the part of Pierre, a native guide. I'm a half Indian.
What's the other half?
Nothing, I'm just a half Indian.
Total?
Now, as our operetta starts, the scene is the glorious Canadian Rockies. Here in the midst of the wilderness, we see Captain Crosby of the Rangers and his guide, Pierre. They're singing a lusty song, what you might call a loudmouth baritone song. It's a real He-Man thing, generally sung by the Nelson-type Eddies. Like this.
Give me a man who's a man, yes, a real man's man, and I'll show you a man who's a man. A man who will fight to reach his goal.
A man who eats his Wheaties, including the bowl.
Give me a man who's a man. He's a real man's man. And not any sniveling, weeping willow. His muscles are iron, his nerves are steel,
and the hair on his chest is Brillo.
Give me a man. Give me a man.
A man who is strong, on that I insist.
A man who can knock down a horse, but with his avista.
A man who can wrestle a grizzly bear.
The only note I've ever heard with no tone whatsoever.
A man who can open an olive jar.
Give me a man.
Show me a man.
Bring me a man.
Wheel up a man.
A stout-hearted,
red-blooded,
sure-footed,
big-chested,
broad-shouldered,
two-fisted,
thick-headed man.
Who's a man?
I'm exhausted.
Takes a man to sing that one. After the song, a great song you just heard, the ranger rides through the forest. He is hunting for fur thieves. He is hunting for fur thieves with the aid of Pierre, his native guide. He talks to Pierre.
Ah, oh, Pierre. It's beautiful here in the forest amid these trees.
Yes, mon capitaine. Trees, she is beautiful, I think.
Pedro, you're Pierre, back into the thing.
Ah, but the life of the ranger is a lonely one. My only connection with the outside world is an occasional... My only connection with the outside world is an occasional royalty check from Riders in the Sky.
Yippee-i-yo, I know.
Yes, the life of a ranger is strange. I get so gosh darn lonely.
Pedro, she's... Pierre, she's...
Mon capitaine.
Pierre.
Je suis le capitaine.
Pierre, she knows what you mean, mon capitaine. What you need is womans. You must have womans.
I'll settle for one.
Womans is very important to man. There is old Indian saying. Womans is very important because...
Because what?
How do I know? I'm only half an Indian. Capitano... Moon brings love. You tell Moon you want girl. You sing to Moon.
Okay, I sing to Moon. Oh, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Silvery Moon, won't you find someone for lonely me? Please, Mr. Moon, won't you find me a girl with loving arms and tender lips? How can you keep on shining so bright when I'm in a total eclipse? Oh, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, 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 I just gotta meet someone. Oh, Mr. Moon, 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 you better find me a girl, or I'll take all my business to the sun.
Well, sir, after this song, Pierre spies a set of footprints, and he realizes that these belong to a foot. The foot of a woman. They follow the feet footprints, and they come to the shores of Lake Louise. And there in a clearing, they see a beautiful girl. She is lovely but wild, a child of nature. Upon seeing the men, she is frightened and scurries down a gopher hole. Then as she shyly peeks out of the hole, the ranger approaches and speaks to her.
Pardon me, miss. I'm Captain Crosby of the Rangers. You're the most beautiful creature I've ever seen in a gopher hole. Do not be frightened, little woodland lady.
come out. Come, come, come now.
You come in here, baby. It's cold outside.
How wonderful to see such pure, unspoiled loveliness. I'd love to hold you in my arms, but how will I ever, ever get you out of that gopher hole?
It's a cinch. Your brother Everett gave me a grease job.
Don't hear from Mobile Lube or somebody. Boy, tell me, dear, what is your name?
Well, I'll tell you.
Listening.
I'm Lake Louise, Louisa, the queen of Lake Louise. The men go for me like a mouse goes for cheese. I ain't one of them there skinny city frails. I'm a mountain gal with lots of hills and dales. Louisa the Lollapalooza of Lake Louise. Kings and princes come begging on their knees. I've turned down Rogers bringing rubies. I've turned down a general who offered a deep freeze. Up here, the folks don't teach their kids about the birds and bees. They teach them about Louisa from Lake Louise.
Oh, Louisa. Louisa, you're so lovely.
You're pretty cute yourself. I've never met a ranger before.
Some enchantment evening. You will meet a ranger. Hey, Capitano, what? Look. All those traps. Those traps, she's full of furs.
Ah, a fur poacher. You're not Lake Louisa at all. You're the notorious fur thief, Kolinsky Kate.
No. No, it isn't true. Those fur traps aren't mine.
Woman, you lie. You lie. Alas, to think that I found love. Please, I'm giving a performance here. To think that I found love, only to find that the one I love is a mink snatcher.
Wait, Capitano! My Capitan!
Mon Capitan.
Mon Capitano. Louisa, he I'll tell the truth to you. You no have to arrest she and take to his station house.
The station house, they Maya. And why not there?
Because girl, she tell him told truth. She tell him truth. Traps not belong, girl. These traps not belong no woman. These traps all closed, and whoever have woman could eat trap shut.
You are right, Pierre, darling. This clears you. Now you can become Mrs. Captain Crosby of the Rangers.
And so, as the ranger takes his sweetheart in his arms and presses her to his badge, the sun sinks slowly behind the mountains, never to come up again. It is here in this beautiful setting that our entire cast of 250 people, whom we have never seen before, dart out from behind the trees and sing this rousing finale.
We love the Canadian Rockies. They're the only Rockies in Canada. We'll be so happy living in the woods. We don't need a house with a janitor. We're gonna spend our lives in the Rockies. We're gonna be here when we're dead. The glorious Rockies are on our mind. We got rocks in our head.
Oh, that was great, eh, Bing and Peggy? Wonderful. Gosh, Bing, I really love it up there in the Canadian Rockies, though. The air up there is so clean, so fresh-tasting. It's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I get a little mixed up.
Well, just pull yourself together, Cannon. If you're still mountain-minded, I'd suggest that you drop the Rockies and get into the Smokies.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. You know, folks, every day all over America, millions of people are smoking Chesterfields by the pack and by the carton. Chesterfields are better because they're made better, made of long, clean, even-burning shreds of the world's best tobaccos and the purest of cigarette paper. Smoke a pack, or, better yet, get a carton of Chesterfields. You'll see for yourself they're fresher and they're milder, much milder. You'll notice, too, that they leave a clean, fresh taste in your mouth after smoking. And I know you'll agree with millions from coast to coast who say, Chesterfield is my cigarette.
It's my cigarette, I know that.
Chesterfield is my cigarette, too.
Well, glad to hear it, Peggy. In the fresh white pack or the clean white carton, the best cigarette to smoke is Chesterfield.
The Messrs. Scott and Ruby have written a tune which I'm sure is destined to be one of the first big bops of the season. Louis Armstrong made a great record of it, so has my brother Bob and Marion Morgan. Here's Peggy Lee.
Maybe it's because the kiss you gave me touched my heart and went right through. I can't tell you why, I only know that I fell helplessly in love with you.
Well, baby, could it be that maybe it's because the star you wished on made a certain wish come true? I can't figure out just why it came about, or how I fell in love with you.
I could say you're grand, and therefore I care for you so, but there is a why and wherefore, and I'd like to know.
To know if it could be that maybe it's because the star you wished on made a certain wish come true. Or if it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Peggy. See you next Wednesday, folks,
for Chesterfield's the best cigarette to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Stay tuned for the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show, which follows immediately.